I mean, there's something corporate about that commissioning, but actually I think the emphasis of our prayer needs to be an individual commissioning as a beacon of hope. We'll seek, as our churches, Penzance and Truro and St Austell, to organise ourselves to facilitate this, to being a beacon of hope. And we're on a journey with that. But actually, I think the Lord wants to just commission each and every one of you in this room today to be a beacon of hope where he has placed you. So if I could ask you, if you're able to stand together, and I just want to pray that by your Holy Spirit, Lord, would you just come and illuminate us. Illuminate us. I've got a sort of picture of a lighthouse in my mind where there's this mirror behind a light that reflects it out in the most kind of powerful kind of way. No one is kind of exempt from this. No one is outside of this, because God has put us all in places where he wants us to shine, to be beacons of hope. And this is a weighty responsibility, isn't it? Because if you don't, who will? So we just pray, Holy Spirit, come and just illuminate, that we might shine for you. I just want to pray, just leave a moment now, just ask the Holy Spirit to come and maybe just come and give you sort of places or people where you can creatively do that, where you just need to shine through your words or through your actions, through your just being present. And I just want to underline something that Lynn said as we do this. Now is not the time to shrink back. Sometimes we have these thoughts and ideas, and suddenly there'll be a battle for them. And you'll try to kind of explain them away or hide them away or put them to one side. Couldn't possibly. No, now is the time not to shrink back. Our kingdom is an advancing kingdom. If the increase of his government, there will be no end. The kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing. We read this in his word. Now is not the time to shrink back. Let us be beacons of hope. And we just pray courage and boldness and creativity over each and every one here. Pray for openings and opportunities that we would take hold of with both hands. In the name of Christ we pray, and for his glory. Amen.